it's an Anfield Rap special on the signing of Moises Caicedo from Albion Raw. We've got Alan Wears, and Alan, I will actually talk about this first and foremost from the Brighton and Hove Albion perspective. This is part of what Brighton like to do. It's part of Brighton being successful. It's part of what helps Brighton be successful. And I think they'll feel in this instance, getting this much of a fee for this player is a very, very good example, De Zerbi and obviously Tony Bloom, of a job well done.
Well, it's a good way to run a business, but it's not necessarily a good way to run a football club. I mean, for all the figures that are being quoted after the auction last night, I mean, I'd still rather have kept his services. However, you know, we don't live in a vacuum. But let me take you back a year or so when we pulled Chelsea's pants down for 62 million for Mark Cucurella. And I had a natter with someone at the Albion, and they said that the next one that they felt off the cab rank was going to be Moises Caicedo. And they felt that they could get about 80 million quid for him in about 2 years' time. Now, the weird thing is that if the figures are to be believed, you know, David Ormstein's report is to be believed, 110 million after 1 year is absolutely mind-blowing. But I think that's actually part of certainly what Graham Potter had started. And obviously, Roberto De Zerbi took on. And obviously, you've got to credit the player himself. He is a brilliant talent. I know that you guys on the Anfield Wrap have watched him many, many times. But what we're looking at is, they say Brighton want to do this. I would actually much rather have retained our top talent. But we're not a club of that size. We don't have a 70,000 stadium. We don't have, you know, the long history of being in the Premier League. We have to sell in order to survive. And yes, we're getting in these players for seven-figure fees obviously sound a lot in comparison to everything else, but in terms of football, they're very little. But then you sell someone on for a nine-figure fee and your eyes start watering. And for everyone out there who's moaned about, Alvin transfers got ridiculous, well, look at the club who's actually, or the two clubs that have started bidding for him at the beginning of the year. And you think, well, actually, it's a bit like moaning about the traffic when you're stuck in the middle of the traffic. You know, you started it, so stop moaning about it. Brighton will hold out for what the club needs. Brighton and Hove Albion is not run for the benefit of Chelsea nor Arsenal Football Club. It is run for the benefit of the club, the team, the supporters, the community. Something like this. If nothing else, yes, we've lost one of our valuable assets, but we've also created headlines as actually being a club that knows what it's doing.